Picture this. It's a quiet night on patrol, maybe late, and suddenly you spot something it's ajar, clearly not right.
Mm.
Your immediate thought is, okay, what's the exact next step? Or maybe you're new, right? Someone mentions SOP.
Yeah, standard operating procedure.
Exactly. But in that split second, you need to know what that means, what it entails. For security professionals here in New Zealand, getting fast, reliable answers. Well, it's crucial. And that's what we're digging into today.
It is compelling, isn't it? Seeing this kind of really targeted solution emerge, the NZ Guard app.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mobile tool and importantly created by security folks for security folks,
yep.
Tailored for the specific demands right here in New Zealand.
It really is. It's almost like having, I don't know, your most clued up supervisor, your best trainer, and your entire SOP manual.
Oh, rolled into one.
Yeah, right there in your pocket. And look, this isn't just for the seasoned professionals. It's really for anyone who needs clear info, like right now.
So new team members getting up to speed.
Definitely them. Supervisors, maybe, trying to ensure everyone's trained the same way. Even people who might find English a bit tricky sometimes.
That's a good point.
And think about contractors or temps on unfamiliar sites. Or shift workers, you know, needing support at 3 a.m. when maybe no one's around to ask.
Right.
Basically, if you've ever been in a situation fast moving and just wished for instant clarity,
mm-hmm.
This is aimed squarely at you.
It brings up a really interesting point, doesn't it? About how different professions are now using tech to properly empower their frontline people.
Totally.
So our mission, let's say, in this deep dive is to really get under the hood of this NZ Guard app, see how its features, its benefits, create this a powerful resource for anyone who needs to be properly in the know in the NZ security world.
Okay, so let's get practical. Let's start with something pretty fundamental. The smart search bar.
The core function, really.
Yeah. It sounds incredibly straightforward. You've got a question, you type it in, right? And the app gives you a simple, easy-to-grasp answer.
Quick.
The creators give some good examples, too, things that really highlight how useful it could be. Like, imagine you're doing your rounds and you need to check, how do I do an external patrol on a building?
Okay, yeah, practical.
Pop that in, you get your guidance. Or if you hear a term you're unsure of, like we said, what does SOP mean?
Instant answer.
Instant answer. Even something pretty basic, maybe. What kind of torch should I carry? The app aims to give you that helpful direction.
What strikes me about that, the smart search, is the focus on clarity. You know, in situations where time's tight, stress levels might be rising.
Right.
Getting a direct answer in plain English, well, you can't overstate the value of that. It just cuts through the confusion, helps make sure the right thing happens.
Totally agree. And it's not only about those sort of one-off questions either. The app also has dedicated FAQs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for those common everyday things, the bread and butter tasks that guards deal with all the time. Think routine patrols or filling out an incident report.
The regular stuff.
Exactly. This section gives you readily accessible kind of step-by-step guidance for those scenarios.
You know, when you have those FAQs handled so easily, it must free up a bit of mental bandwidth, right?
How do you mean?
Well, for the security person to focus more on their surroundings, on observation, on those critical moments that need sharp decisions, rather than trying to recall basic procedures.
That's a really good insight. Yeah. Okay, another aspect, and this is particularly relevant for New Zealand's diverse workforce, is the multilingual support. The app includes translations in Te Reo Māori.
Oh, interesting.
Which is just a fantastic step, I think, towards making sure information is genuinely accessible and, you know, inclusive for more people working in security here.
Including Te Reo Māori really does speak volumes, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
About a commitment to cultural inclusivity. Mm-hmm. It recognizes the importance of the indigenous language in professional settings in Aotearoa. It's about clear communication for everyone.
Absolutely. Now, here's a feature that, for me, really underlines the app's value as a proper professional resource.
Oh.
It contains the full, searchable NZSA Code of Conduct library.
The full code, not just highlights.
No, the complete document. Always there, searchable right when you might need to refer to it.
Wow. Okay, having the entire NZSA Code of Conduct integrated like that and searchable, that's potentially a game changer for keeping those ethical and professional standards high.
Right.
I mean, if a guard is ever unsure about some specific point of conduct in a tricky situation, they can just instantly look it up, make sure they're acting properly, you know, according to industry best practice.
And let's face it, when you're dealing with security, safety, The reliability of the information you're using is just non-negotiable.
Absolutely critical.
That's why it's so important that all the answers, all the guidance inside this NZ Guard app, it's all based on actual New Zealand law and established industry standards. This isn't just someone's opinion. It's grounded in real, enforceable protocols.
That foundation being built on NZ law and industry standards provides such a crucial layer of trust and credibility, really.
Yeah.
It reassures users that the information they're getting is accurate, it's legally sound, which is just vital in a job with such significant responsibilities.
And here's something else I noticed, which I think really highlights the app's purpose. It's completely free of ads and sponsorships.
Oh, really? No commercial ties?
Apparently not. It's presented as fully independent, non-commercial.
Got
to
it.
Me, that suggests the focus is purely on giving the necessary info, you know, without any external agendas pushing things.
The lack of commercial interest, yeah, it does reinforce the idea that this is genuinely a support tool for security professionals.
Uh-huh.
Builds confidence that the info is unbiased, aims solely at helping people do their jobs well and responsibly.
But maybe what truly shows the depth of this thing is the incredible library of benchmark materials. Trusted sources built right in.
Okay, so beyond the code of conduct.
Oh, yeah. We're talking instant access to a whole raft of acts of parliament. Think the Privacy Act 2020, the Crimes Act 1961.
Wow.
The Trespass Act 1980, Health and Safety at Work Act 2015. And that's just scratching the surface.
So actual legislation at your fingertips.
Exactly. Then you've got NZSA and industry guidelines, too, covering everything from their code of conduct, obviously, but also advice on retail crime prevention, even anti-terror and emergency preparedness stuff from the National Protective Security Authority.
That's serious depth.
It is. And it even includes references to relevant unit standards like 27357, 27358. It's just an absolute wealth of critical info all pulled together.
Mm.
Imagine being able to instantly check a procedure against the specific clause in, say, the Trespass Act. That's powerful stuff.
You know, what's really insightful there is just pulling all those different but crucial documents into one place, one easily navigable platform.
Right.
For a security professional, that just cuts out all the searching through different websites or, you know, trying to find dusty old manuals.
Yeah, okay.
Having immediate access to that level of information, it can drastically improve their understanding, their legal obligations, the standards they have to meet. Think how much faster a new recruit could get the essentials with this.
Okay, so let's connect the dots. How does all this tech translate into real benefits for guards, you know, on the ground?
The practical impact.
Yeah. Well, the creators emphasize it's designed to cut down on confusion, cut down on errors, which ultimately reduces risk, right?
Yeah.
Especially in potentially volatile situations.
Makes sense.
By making professional standards so easy to access, it naturally helps lift the overall professionalism across the board.
Mm-hmm.
And it also seems like a really invaluable tool for training, for supporting new staff, making sure everyone's on the same page about procedures. Doesn't matter if it's midday or midnight or where they are.
And if we think about it from the listener's perspective,
mm-hmm.
maybe someone who uses security services.
Okay.
Consider the peace of mind that comes from knowing the security people protecting a site or an event have access to a tool like this, something that promotes accuracy, consistency.
Yeah, that's true.
It leads to a safer environment for everyone involved. And probably a greater sense of confidence in the security measures themselves.
And where can you actually, you know, tap into all this knowledge?
Good question. Accessibility.
It's designed for that, yeah. The app works on any smartphone with internet, obviously. Tablets, laptops too.
Standard platforms.
But they also point out it can be accessed through WhatsApp.
Oh, WhatsApp. That's handy.
Incredibly convenient, right. For those quick checks, quick confirmations while you're actually out on patrol. Imagine needing to double check some minor detail on a night shift.
You wouldn't need to make a call or go digging through paperwork.
Exactly. Just quick, easy access.
That multi-platform thing, including WhatsApp, that's key. It makes sure the information is there right when and where it's needed most, you know, in the moment, on the front lines.
Mm-hmm.
And that immediacy, it can be absolutely critical when you're dealing with something unexpected that needs a swift, informed response.
Okay, so to really sort of bring home how practical this is, let's run through a few more examples. Questions the app can handle.
More real-world scenarios.
Yeah. Going back to that first one. What should I do if I find a forced entry? Direct, critical question. Or for those ethical things, what's the NZSA stance on professionalism? Practical on-the-job queries like, can I lock a site gate? maybe seem simple, but you need to be sure.
Nuances matter.
They do. Clarifying essential terms. What does observe and report really mean in practice? And those interactions, sometimes challenging with the public. Do I have to give ID to a member of the public?
Tricky ones sometimes.
And that vitally important line, where does reasonable force stop and assault begin? These are the types of real-world questions guards face every single day.
These examples really do underscore how comprehensive the app seems to be. It's not just about procedures, is it? It's covering legal boundaries, professional conduct, practical operational details.
Yeah.
It serves as a pretty well-rounded reference point for all those diverse responsibilities a security guard has.
I think at its core, it just boils down to this. Good, effective security relies heavily on knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Knowledge and consistency.
And consistency, yes. And the NZ Guard app appears to be specifically engineered to put that essential knowledge directly into the hands of every security guard in New Zealand, 24/7.
Yeah, and this really just emphasizes a fundamental principle, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It applies way beyond just the security industry.
How so?
Empowering any professional with timely access to accurate information? Well, it's just paramount for doing a good job and upholding high standards.
Mm-hmm.
In pretty much any field.
That's a great point. So to quickly recap then, the NZ Guard app seems to provide this readily accessible, remarkably comprehensive source of vital info, all tailored for security professionals here in New Zealand.
Right, from getting instant answers on the fly to looking up complex legal questions, having that full library of industry standards.
Yeah, it's all built to keep guards informed, prepared, and feeling hopefully more confident in doing their jobs.
So maybe the final thought to leave you, the listener, with is just about that power, the transformative power of having reliable information readily available in any area, really, having instant access to benchmark knowledge. It can be a genuine game changer. It empowers individuals, it helps elevate professional standards, and it can fundamentally reshape how we approach our work, our understanding.
So the question becomes,
maybe just consider for a moment, how could having immediate access to trusted information like this revolutionize your own understanding, your approach to the areas that matter most to you?